President Bush has been on the offensive this month, giving speeches around the country defending his policies in Iraq and trying to rebuild public confidence in his presidency. The president often says that he'll leave it to history to be the ultimate judge of his performance in office, but he also has a more immediate goal, and that is to re-energize and unify Republicans, his core group of supporters, so as to maintain Republican majorities in the House and the Senate in this fall's election. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Goal number one for the White House for the next 2 months is clear: hang on to GOP control of the Congress. Democrats in control of either the House or Senate would be a major setback for a president entering his final 2 years in office. To this end, the White House is monitoring every race, and it's looking for victories wherever it can find them. Even in Rhode Island, where maverick Republican Senator Lincoln Chafee beat back a tough challenge from a more conservative Republican.
Thank you.
The White House backed Chafee even though he opposed the president on Iraq and tax cuts, because polls show he's the Republican who could hold the seat in November. The White House needs every GOP vote it can get, and it needs every Republican voter to feel good about their leader. When Mr. Bush's approval ratings dropped to the low 30s early this year, he was losing people who had been backers. It may have been the war in Iraq or Hurricane Katrina or rising spending and deficits, but whatever the reason, support for the president on the right was going down. And while the president won't be on the ballot this fall, his rating matters to those who are. Jack Pitney is a professor who specializes in GOP politics at Claremont McKenna College.
It's not that the base is moving away from the president to the Democrats, but they might be dispirited, less likely to write campaign checks, less likely to campaign in the fall, less likely to turn out in November.
So the president's aggressive defense of his policies is about reconnecting with voters who are most receptive to his message about national security. When the president talks about Iraq, he always casts it as a critical battle in the larger war on terrorism. He did so Monday night when he delivered what was billed as a non-political speech on the anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks.
If we do not defeat these enemies now, we will leave our children to face a Middle East overrun by terrorist states and radical dictators armed with nuclear weapons.
Such a pitch won't boost Mr. Bush's approval rating over 50%, but for the moment, he doesn't need it that high. Right now, the president is aiming more for 40%, which makes GOP chances in November much better than if the president is closer to 35 or even 30. Jack Pitney says individual Republican candidates are relying on the president to energize core supporters, which ironically leaves those candidates free to distance themselves from the president, reaching out to independent voters just enough to win.
It's a delicate balance. But when you're talking to your own constituency, you talk about the good things you've done for them. You discuss yourself as a nonpartisan problem solver, somebody who can bring home the bacon.
National Republicans have also said they will spend some of their funding advantage knocking down individual Democratic challengers, even as they paint the minority party in general as weak on terrorism and national security. For example, yesterday, House Majority Leader John Boehner of Ohio said that based on Democrats' votes, one had to wonder if they were more interested in the rights of terrorists than in protecting the American people. With that kind of sharp definition on offense and the president's approval rating in a respectable range, Republicans hope to hold on in November. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.